The next morning dawns pink and hopeful and sweetens into a glorious late spring day. The rolling green fields behind Spence are alive with bursts of hyacinth and bright yellow flowers. The air is perfumed with lilac and rose. The smell is heavenly. It tickles my nose and lightens my head. Clouds roll lazily upon the blue horizon. I do not believe I have ever seen such a lovely sight, not even in the realms. Mademoiselle Lafarge shall have a splendid wedding day. It is a good half hour before the wedding, and Felicity and I spend it in the gardens, gathering wildflowers for the last time together. She tells me of the new suit of trousers she vows to have fashioned in Paris. Think of it, Gemma, never to wear a petticoat and corset ever again. That is freedom, she says, shaking a daisy by its stalk to emphasize her point. I pull a rose from its leafy nest and tuck it gently into my sack. You'll be the talk of the town, that's certain. She shrugs. Let them talk. It's my life to live, not theirs. I've my inheritance now, and perhaps in time, and with my influence, ladies in trousers shall be all the rage. I am not brave enough to give up my skirts just yet, but somehow I know that Felicity shall wear her trousers with aplomb. With a wicked grin, she reaches into her sack and tosses a handful of mixed blossoms at me. Not to be outdone, I toss several at her. She retaliates, and soon it's war. Will you behave? I say, but I'm laughing. A true laugh. Only if you will, Felicity giggles, getting in one more handful. Truth! I screech. Truth. We're coated in flowers, but our sacks are nearly depleted. We try to salvage what we can. The blossoms are rumpled, but they smell divine. I pull a trampled rose from the ground and hold it to my mouth. Live, I whisper, and it blooms a majestic pink in my hand. Felicity smirks. You do know that won't last, Gemma. Flowers die. It's what they do. I nod, but not just yet. On the hill, the chapel bells peal, calling us to our duties. Felicity brushes the dirt smudges from her skirt with a quick whisk of both hands. Bloody weddings, she mumbles. Oh, do be happy. How do I look? She gives me barely an appraisal.
Like Mrs. Nightwing, that is what becomes of befriending her.
Charming, I sigh. Felicity removes a petal from my hair. She cocks her head, examining me. The corners of her mouth turn up slightly.
You look just like Gemma Doyle.
I decide that is a compliment. Thank you.
Shall we?
She asks, offering her arm. I link mine through hers, and it feels good and sure. Let's. It is a lovely, small wedding. Mademoiselle Lafarge is resplendent in a suit of blue crepe, the very colour of sapphires. We girls had rather hoped for a gown befitting a queen, all lace and bows and a train as long as the Thames, but Mademoiselle Lafarge insisted that a woman of her age and means shouldn't put on airs. In the end, she has proved right. The suit is perfect, and the inspector beams at her as if she were the only woman in the world. They say their vows, and Reverend Waite exhorts us to stand.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Mr. and Mrs. Stanton Hornsby Kent.
I don't see why she has to give up her name, Felicity grumbles, but the organ's sudden off-key warbling of the recessional drowns her out. We follow the happy couple out the chapel doors to the waiting carriage Mrs. Nightwing has provided. Bridget blows hard into her handkerchief.
I always cry at weddings, she says with a sniffle. Wasn't it lovely?
And we have to agree it was. The inspector and his new bride shan't escape unscathed. With laughter and shouts of, Good luck! We set sail our orange blossoms. They're showered with sweet-smelling flowers. The carriage pulls them down the dirt road that leads away from the chapel, and we race after it, throwing our petals to the wind, watching them float on the first heady promise of summer. The sun bathes my back in warmth. The dirt from the carriage's wheels whirls above the road, whilst some of the younger girls still try to keep pace. My hands are stained with the pungent fragrance of orange blossoms. It all reminds me that at present I am not between worlds. I am quite firmly here, on this dirt path that winds through the flower gardens and the woods to the top of the hill and out again to the roads that carry people wherever they must travel. And for the moment, I do not wish to be elsewhere.